What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, Tricia has been following this mystery maybe a little bit closer than I have, so I'm late to the game. But this was another, no?
Shaking I mean, head. As no? much as everybody is this
Well,
week.
I didn't know anything about it, but Kevin Wheeler stopped me in the... It sounds like I was walking through the kitchen and Kevin Wheeler's like, hey, Ryan, stop.
You.
Did you hear about this mystery in Kansas City? That's not exactly the way it happened.
It's weird because Kevin's been doing that to everybody this week.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
it's not
just
me.
He actually got pulled into the boss's office. Like, Kevin, you got to stop. You're freaking people out.
Yeah, your radio show needs to be on the radio, not in real life.
Yeah. Nobody has time for that, Kevin.
Right.
Calm down.
So the story that we're referring to, and apparently we're both catching up on here, is this mystery in Kansas City. And I think part of the reason I'm so interested in this is because it has to do with the weather in Kansas City, which is very close to what the weather's been here. And so it feels a little bit more like
it
this
does,
is local.
But the whole thing's weird. Give us the quick rundown.
Yeah. Okay. So a guy named Jordan Willis was having people over for a Chiefs game on January 7th. He's in his late 30s. He had a couple buddies over, Clayton McGeaney, who's 36, a guy named David, who's 37, a guy named Ricky, who's 38, and apparently one other guy that is not important to the story. He just had them over to watch the Chiefs game. Chiefs won. They're all happy. They probably had a few beers. We don't know, actually. That's part of the story. Then they leave, or those three guys at least leave. There's a fourth one who stuck around for a little while who seems like a character who, if this were a movie, you'd be like, there's something up with that guy.
Yeah, how'd this guy get away unscathed?
But nobody's talking about that
guy. So four friends are over at a buddy's house. Apparently the families say that they do watch games all the time. This is super normal. Three of them go missing.
Well, but Jordan, the guy who invited him, doesn't even know that.
Right, but three of them go missing for what, days, right?
Yeah.
Before anybody...
Yeah, at least 2 days before they find that not only are their cars still at his house...
And he doesn't know that?
But they were parked on the street. So that's part of the weirdness of the story.
I don't care. I know my friends' cars. If I'm hanging out with them, I notice that their car's still there.
I would have to see where this guy lives to see if it's a busy street and they parked a little bit away and he didn't notice. But that is part of the story. But they find all three of the friends dead in the backyard of this guy's house.
Yeah.
It's been below freezing, so the bodies are fairly preserved. But if you recall, now this is before things got really, really cold in the Midwest here. So it was only the night this apparently happened, it only got down to like 29. But they apparently froze to death in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
So what he's saying is he went to bed, Jordan goes to bed, says goodbye to his friends. Three of them are leaving. He says goodbye. One of them's hanging around, maybe, well, I don't know why. Those three guys then went somehow into the backyard and passed out, or maybe they hung out for a while.
All three of them passed out
back
there.
All three of them?
Yeah, that's usually how that works.
All three of them.
They went and took a nap outside together.
Go in the backyard.
Okay, I've been to parties.
Okay.
Not everyone is that hammered at most parties.
No.
Sometimes there's one guy. Oftentimes there's one guy that could pass out in the backyard, but not three.
All three of them. Supposedly, and this is, I mean, not that he's saying this is what happened, because he's saying, I don't know what happened. But according to him, what would have had to have happened would be these three guys go in the backyard. I guess they keep drinking, or maybe they pop some pills or they do some drugs or something, and they get whacked out enough that they pass out and then they freeze to death. That is an incredibly unlikely scenario.
Right.
And then you add the fact that he works from home. So it's not as if he got up the next morning and left and didn't look in the backyard. He had to have, for 2 to 3 days, not look in his own backyard and see dead bodies, because he still didn't know. nor see any cars that he recognized. So that's where everybody's like, this is suspicious. This guy is suspicious.
Well, the guy is suspicious. I almost give this guy a pass on the backyard thing. It's below freezing outside. I don't look in my backyard for days at a time, just the way my house is set up. I'd have to see how his house is set up.
Right.
I would notice my friend's cars. There's no way I wouldn't notice my friend's cars out there. And I don't know. The whole thing's weird to me. The weirdest part to me is there's a quote that the police agency stressed that this case has not been ruled a homicide or suspicious death because there were no obvious signs of foul play. Isn't the situation itself suspicious?
The situation is foul play. Something's wrong.
It's suspicious. Like,
yes.
Even if there's no sign of, even if we're just taking it at face value that these guys went out back, all three took a group nap outside and froze. That is suspicious. Like,
yes.
What are you talking about?
Well, and the other thing, so his lawyer says Jordan is unaware of how his friends died. Like the rest of us, Jordan is anxiously awaiting the results of the autopsy and toxicology, which they're doing, mm-hmm. which is good. They have to do that. So if they find out that these guys were like really, really super drunk or had taken something else that caused them to die, you know, what if they were like, oh, let's pop this thing, and it had fentanyl, and it killed them, you know? That's a possibility.
True.
But that's pretty unlikely that it would hit all three of them.
All at once. All out back.
Yeah. And then the unlikelihood of him not noticing any of this,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even after you hang out with your friends, isn't it possible that one of them would text or you'd text each other in the next couple of days? I'm not saying that's the only thing.
Well, I mean, all these men had families. They all have wives or girlfriends or whatever. Those people would know. If my husband doesn't come home from his football watching party, I'm going to call the person who was
that
with
night.
Last.
Yes, that night.
That night, I'm calling our friends and
it's
saying,
it's 1 in the morning. What are you guys doing?
Have you seen him? Because I'm going to call the cops if you haven't.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to, do I need to come over? I'm driving by. And honestly, the families are like, what the heck? But I'm driving by if I'm the families that night looking for cars.
In the rare, everything falling perfectly here. Let's say all three of the wives or girlfriends or families of these guys, and I don't know if all of them are even married, but let's say even one of them is or has a girlfriend or something. Maybe she falls asleep before he gets home and thinks, oh, he's coming home. He may be passed out on the couch. But then when you wake up in the morning, something's still wrong.
You call the police, you start looking, and the first thing the police do is go to Jordan's house where they say, wait, isn't that Brian's
car?
Can we
just walk around? Yeah.
Can we just take a lap? I just don't understand how it took so long to find these bodies.
It is. It's so
weird.
Strange. And the other thing is that even if...
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.